So, yesterday we were talking about the Mishnah. It's also a Mishnah about him, right? Harav Cohen spoke about Havidan, Kol Adam Lechav Zechut. It's also a Mishnah about him, right? Havidan. They have to be like Rabbi Cohen. But in addition to that, the beginning of the Mishnah said, Asel Harav, and then Ukne Lecha Chaver. Rabbi Lau points out very beautifully, Rashi says two Pishatim. Ukne Lecha Chaver obviously means get a friend, but before that he says, means Ukne Lecha Chaver, buy yourself Sfarim. Aselecha Rav, find a physical flesh and blood Rav. But then also, that Rav isn't always available. Especially back before there was WhatsApp, there weren't WhatsApp groups for your Rabbanim, and you couldn't always call them up wherever they are in the world. So what are you supposed to do? Kanelecha Chaver, buy a Sefer. Buy a Sefer, that will be your Rav. That will be your Moreh Derech. That Sefer will give you Etza and tell you how to act in different situations. It's a good idea to purchase the Knot, Chaver, a Rav, who will help you in your learning and in your growth. And that's what Rabbi Yehoshua ben Parachia is saying. In fact, maybe that's why the Kunalcha Chaver nowadays has a little bit of an additional interpretation, because we have Otzar Chochma, and we have Bar Ilan, which, by the way, if you don't know already, every single YU student has free, full, unlimited access to on campus and off campus. So if you don't know how to use it, go to yulibraries.com. The YU Libraries website, and then look over there on the databases. You'll get your free access, and then have fun with the hundreds of thousands of Sfarim at your disposal. So if you say like that, that's Ukne Lecha Chibur. Get yourself a Chibur to the internet, and then you will have all of the Sfarim accessible to you. That's Pishat number one. Rabbi Lau was another one. He says the Chachmei Sfarad, Chachmei Dor HaMizrach, have a different Pishat. They say Ukne Lecha Chaver V'Kaneh Lecha Chaver. The Kulmus, the quill, is going to be your friend. That you have to write down all of your Chidushei Torah. You have to write down summaries of all the things that you learn. The more you write, the more it will last, the more you'll have it at your disposal whenever you need something. It'll be nice and organized, and especially if you type it up and put it in like OneNote or Evernote or Word, or Docs, whatever you like. It will be accessible to you wherever you go. You'll be able to edit it and access it, and to share the Divrei Torah and have it available for Chazara. The more you write, the more you'll remember, he says. And it's a tried and true. Give it a try. You're going to go through Shiur. For a person who goes through Yeshiva in a semester can literally produce 50 to 200 pages of notes just from Shiur for 1 year, for one semester. 200 probably is the whole year. But you can produce so much notes that you take with you out of this yeshiva, out of a year, such a feeling of accomplishment as well, it's very worthwhile. Rav Meshash, Rav Shalom Meshash, who was the Chief Rabbi of Morocco, and then Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, is one of the great Dayanim. Rav Meshash writes to in Shemesh Magen, Chelek Bet, Or HaChaim Nun Dalet, that when he was learning, especially learning Yisur V'Heter, learning through Basar V'Chalav and Ta'arovot, he used to learn with the Chavruta, Tur, Beit Yosef, Bach, and Nosei Kelim, Shulchan Aruch, all the Nosei Kelim, all the Mefarishim on the Shulchan Aruch. And then, that was with the Chavruta. Then he would go home, and he had a different Chavruta, his quill, and then his pen, where he learned all of the Acharonim. And that's how he built up himself. Through all of his learning, all of the Acharonim that he learned, he made sure to write down. And that learning has made him who he was. Sometimes he would start learning, and then at the beginning of the night, and then he would look at his watch, and it's already nits. The more you write, the more you get into the cheshek of learning Torah, and to jot it down, and to articulate the ideas in your head, and force yourself to put them into words. It helps you understand. It helps you be sharper, to make sure you're not making mistakes. And if you do make mistakes, to not be afraid to cross the whole thing out. Marino Rabin or Rav Eliyahu ben Chaim likes to say, I don't know if it's where he heard it from, but he says that, you know, apocryphally they tell the story about the Ketzot HaChoshen and the Netzivot HaMishpat, that apparently in the world of the yeshivas, the Ketzot is much more mekubal than the Nesivis. So he asked the Ketzot, why do you do all day long? He asked the Rav Ari Peller, what do you do all day long? He said, what do you do all day long? He said, listen, I guess Davin. I sit down, I learn, and I write, 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 and I write. All day long I'm writing. He has a lot of Sfarim. The Ketzot only has like three or four. The Netzivot has tons of Sfarim. So it's one of the Gedolei Ador for sure, Shasha likes to say. So he said, I write all day long. And they asked the Ketzot, what do you do all day long? He said, I sit down, I write, and then I race, and I race, and I race, and I race, and then I write a little bit more, and then I race a lot more. is having the ability to take back what you said, to erase things, is to be minafeh, to filter out things, is to clarify things for yourself, and be model ha'emet, and there's no shame. And saying, I mean, ani chozerbi, there's no shame in taking something back. If it's mistaken, it's better that you take it back yourself than somebody else write a sefer bashing you and telling you you're an idiot for writing such a thing. It's much better that you take it back yourself. So there's benefits in writing things down. So the Knel Chachaver, Rashi says, Asad Chachav, Knel Chachaver, Svarim, the Svarim sale is coming, there's no shame, buy a lot of Svarim if you can. Use the Night Seder Bekiyas program to walk in like a boy in a candy store with $600 a year. It's not a bad idea. You know, free $600 a year for the Svarim sale. And then, Knel Chachaver, your pen or your laptop, whatever you decide, should be your best friend. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen. Amen.